Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wipe your toast on me.
When all this is over, Craig, first thing I'm doing, man.
Toast wiping.
It's the top of the list.
Top of the list. I know my my son's got a list the things he's going to do with his girlfriend. I shouldn't say it that way. The things he's going to do with his girlfriend. I shouldn't say it that way.
But they have not two.
My daughter's got a bunch of her friends over, four or five of her tight friends. I got a list of what they're going to do when it breaks. On top of my bucket list, I shouldn't say bucket list. It means you're dying. My list once the virus breaks is wipe my toast on Craig first. After that, who knows what's going to happen?
It's the only thing on the list.
Right now, it's the only thing. Because I know that's a definite. That's going to happen. Right. Everything else could be just pie in the sky.
I think everybody who knows Craig wants to do that as soon as this is all over.
That's right.
There's going to be a line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm first.
I'm really not making any plans.
Nope, neither am I.
Because
you're not a 14-year-old girl, Todd.
What? Go to the park. That's not what he tells us.
Didn't want to go there.
I mean, I look at my calendar and I'm pretty much of the mindset that every trip I had planned this summer, I'm going to have to scrap.
I was talking to a neighbor of mine, appropriate feet away, and he mentioned about vacations are done. I mean, it was a first world problem. I said, well, of course. I said, that's, I wouldn't even think about a vacation.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably
not,
won't.
I mean, not a summer vacation. What do you, that's just, if everybody's counting on that. You got private jet money, maybe. I don't know.
But I had a flight booked for this weekend a long time ago. I probably won't be going skiing.
Yeah, obviously
not. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could still drive to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get down to your favorite bar without a ticket. Remember we did that story, though. Who was the guy? Did they said the Chick-fil-A was open or something? What was that story we did
before
the pandemic?
It was in some airport.
Some airport, and they wanted
on a Sunday.
It was a college kids.
It was a Sunday. That was the only Chick-fil-A open was the one in the airport.
They didn't open on Sundays anywhere.
I thought that was why they did it.
I forget why they did it. It was something. No, they didn't have no push. The only Chick-fil-A in the area was at the airport.
Okay.
And it wasn't Sunday because Chick-fil-A's don't give any, you know, they hate homos and they're also they hate Sundays. that's a blanket policy with Chick-fil-A. Not their employees, just their owner that hates gays. But the story was a bunch of college kids got together and they bought the cheapest ticket possible.
$98 plane ticket.
Yeah, and one guy went down and bought a Chick-fil-A and brought it all back for his bus.
Sandwiches.
And I think it's because of a Chick-fil-A. He was the only one in the area.
Albany International Airport.
Right.
The other closest one was an hour and a half away.
That was it, yeah.
Yes.
Because that Sunday rule works.
Yeah. No, and $98 was the cheapest ticket? Because I've seen cheaper tickets than that out there.
Yeah.
Well, once again, there's college kids. So I put in $4 probably. Now, you could just buy the cheapest ticket, go down and drink at your favorite bar there, and also my favorite bar at our airport. You know, where you going, Todd? Nowhere.
So the airport bar.
Going back home.
That's a great point.
Is the
I don't know.
Bar open.
She listens.
Because that's what I was planning on doing. Is I'm Facebook friends with my favorite bartender at the airport. I could just FaceTime with her Friday afternoon and drink a Bloody Mary. Catch up a little bit.
So it costs $5.50 for each person to buy the ticket to get them to the Chick-fil-A,
right.
And then they went and spent $227 on food.
Yeah,
15 sandwiches, 15 fries, 13 orders of nuggets, and a bag of cookies.
Well, once again, Craig, what do we always say about that place? It's a chicken sandwich. Okay, so that's a great question because we know people that are still probably flying somewhere. Our bars and restaurants are closed, like they should be.
Right, people got to get out.
Can you sit at the bar, the one bar on the one side of the, our international airport?
It actually is an international
airport.
I
know it is.
They fly to Canada.
I know it is.
Air Canada goes to Toronto.
Yes, it does. Yeah. But once again, they have that one bar.
Well, they have two bars.
On the southwest side. There's a bar on the other side,
yeah,
too.
There's a bar on each side.
Yeah, I drink on both of them.
Right. There's also a restaurant before you get to the security area, and I don't know if any of those are open.
Yeah. If you did the FaceTime thing, you could try to get cut off from your living room.
Yeah. She doesn't cut me off, though. She's cool.
She don't cut me off.
All right, Jim writes on the email, my son flew from Rhode Island to San Diego for the Navy on Saturday. Three connections, no airport bars, no on-flight liquor.
Oh, my God. I have to show up completely hammered at the airport. But he's flying for the Navy, so he probably can't get drunk. He's probably in uniform. Man, that'd be tough.
Just have to have pockets full of shooters.
I'm sneaking some airline bottles if I had to get on the plane somewhere. They're going to be inserted somewhere. Yeah. God, you're right. No, why would they have airport bars open? You're right, Todd, because they can't. They can do everything else closed, especially because people are actually flying across state lines, so they don't want coronavirus or the COVID going from one town to next just via the bars and airports, yeah. Right?
They could sell like beers in the little magazine stands and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They could swab down the alcohol in the plane, don't you think?
You would think.
You know what? They're making alcohol like it's not important, but we all know it is.
I don't think they're serving anything on flights right now.
Apparently not.
Doesn't sound like it.
There's no in-flight service of any sort.
They might hand you a bottle of water, maybe. But even then,
no, I don't. I know. I'd read that Southwest had said they were suspending all in-flight service of any kind.
So sit down. Let's go.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
No pretzels. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You're thirsty? I don't care.
Yeah.
The Isle Donkey can openly not care what you want.
Yeah. They did for years. Now they can openly do it.
Yeah,
right?
It's fine now.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can I get it? Nope. No, you can't. Sit down. Yeah.
If there's nobody on the plane and the crew still has to be on there, they still required to go through the whole safety spiel at the beginning?
Good question.
Law's a law. You mean like nobody on the plane?
Yeah, if there's no passengers.
One person. No, I wouldn't think so. That'd
probably
be
not.
That'd be just idiotic. You're not talking to anybody.
Right. It'd be real dumb.
Because I do read reports.
They probably do it.
You know, yeah. Of planes that take off without any passengers. Because the plane has to be somewhere.
Yeah, we were talking about that. That's what Mike said when he checked in our pilot buddy.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But I read last week that...
So you can virtual. She's out of work too, obviously.
A normal day, TSA will see about 2 million people. Mm-hmm. It was down to like 100,000 the day that I read.
And a bunch of TSA tested positive too. I saw that. Tested positive. A bunch of TSA tested positive. I read that.
There you go. The weekend. There you got it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Where was it?
I think it's all over. I think it was in general. I mean,
we're seeing so many people.
TSA. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Craig. How was your weekend, Nick? Alone with the family for 3 days. Oh, you worked Friday at your other job, right? So you got out that day.
Yeah, I was there Saturday, too, which I think my family was thankful for.
Oh, good. You get to go out for Saturday? Okay. Well, so the kids, everybody, of course, Saturday was the best day, weather-wise.
Yeah. Well, I just got home and mowed.
It was gorgeous Saturday.
That was nice. Well, yeah, and all the, I don't know, it's kind of, like, my daughter, especially, she's trying to make it seem like, oh, Dad, but even those, it's just like, when I'll say something and she'll be like, what? You can tell it's like not even inspired anymore. She's just over it.
Even
she's
her
like,
hate's not inspired.
She's just running
anymore.
Through the motions. Yeah.
I got to act like I hate Dad now. Damn it. Okay. Yeah.
Like I see through it.
I was involved in two games of Monopoly this weekend.
Oh, God.
To the end.
Ugh.
Both of them ended.
Man.
Did you win?
No. Neither of them.
That sucks.
No.
Yeah.
I helped on a puzzle a little bit.
But, oh, Jesus.
I have a very short attention span. I'm not much puzzle help.
You have a big jigsaw puzzle lay on the kitchen table or something?
Yeah, it's in the living room.
Oh, God, that's horrible. What is it? A couple of dogs, probably even?
About six dogs. Yeah.
Of course it is.
How would you guess?
Of course it is, man.
It's dogs catching treats.
Come on.
Jeez. I'm not making that up.
Todd's just going to wait till it's done and then try to spot the poop in the picture.
You can look right there. Yeah, yeah. Did you pick out any pieces?
Jigsaw
puzzles are just annoying as hell.
I'm a little bit of help. Yeah. On occasion.
Is it one of those things where you both just kind of walk by it here and there and spend 2 minutes looking at it and go, there's one, and then just move on?
No, Christy will hunch over it for 30 minutes at a time or so. I'll walk along and
say, nobody got time for that.
I'm good for about 5 minutes.
I'd rather scout poop than
maybe
do this.
Maybe a couple of pieces. But Christy's been at the sewing machine a lot. She got a call from the med center.
Oh, good.
They picked 275 people to crank out masks, and she was one of them.
Good
so
for her.
She puts out about 40 to 50 a day on a good day.
Good for her. You helping out with that? She teach you how to do that?
No. Okay, no. Good.
Sew your fingers in there when you're
just
all
just point
high.
Out the elastic. There's the elastic.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Ow! And you put your fingers in the sewing machine.
Yeah.
Oh, I can handle the needle.
Yes, you can. And the spoon.